Welcome to the Agency in Focus, Department of Veterans Affairs, sponsored by Leidos. Now here's your host, Tom Temin.
The Veterans Affairs Department has gotten its cybersecurity efforts back on track, so much so that VA officials are optimistic that cybersecurity won't be a material weakness in 2018. Scott Blackburn is the VA Acting Chief Information Officer. He tells Federal News Radio's Executive Editor Jason Miller more about VA cybersecurity and IT modernization progress over the past year. Blackburn was joined by Dominic Cassatt, VA's Chief Information Security Officer.
I think 2017 was a very good year for us, and I'm very proud of what the team has accomplished. And of course, the Secretary has, you know, five priorities, and we're supporting each one of them. Technology really underpins all of what we are doing and the progress that we're making at the VA. Dominic and his team are doing a terrific job securing VA's IT infrastructure. Very, very proud of the progress there and closing out OIG recommendations, securing medical devices, blocking malware attempts. Very excited about how we're improving the veteran experience, moving to more self-service tools and online, the White House hotline, using analytics and rolling out things like ReachVet to really help out with our prevention efforts. We're incredibly proud. We're making good progress on electronic health record, and we're excited to be hopefully announcing that very soon. And the Lighthouse initiative that we've recently rolled out too, that was the result of a couple of years of really hard work, and very proud of how far the team has come.
So there's a lot there. A lot of this we're going to cover throughout our discussion today. But let me go back to one of the things that you talk about, technology underpinning so much of what the VA does, and I think that's true for every agency. Talk a little bit about that, that you got to get the infrastructure right, you have to get the underlying foundation right so everything else can work. Has that been kind of the focus over the last year, two, 3 years from VA to really have a solid foundation?
It has been, and I would say we're kind of going at it from both angles. So on the foundation, the VA has a very complex, very difficult legacy IT environment that is a result of building the agency over several decades. So we don't have one VISTA. We have 130 different VISTAs. We have so much of our legacy, you know, infrastructure that is, you know, 40 years old, things on COBOL, et cetera. So we really need to modernize that, streamline that. That is the foundation that we build upon, and we're really pushing on improving that. But we're also taking the other angle, which is the veteran out or veteran in angle, which is the human-centered design, understanding what veterans like myself, you know, go through when they're interacting with the VA, and making it easier to access appointments, making it quicker to file claims and quicker to get appeals, improving transparency. So one thing that we are rolling out right now, as a matter of fact, I think we just soft launched it yesterday, is a appeals transparency tool, so that rather than seeing that your appeal is in progress for multiple years, which can be incredibly frustrating, actually seeing where it is in the queue and having more information on who has it, what they're doing with it, so that veterans understand, and we're building trust with veterans. So it's really both those angles that we've been focusing on.
And one of the keys with that, let's take that appeals transparency tool. A lot of that gets built on new technology, but you need some of that data to pull in from the old technology, right? So it's kind of you're integrating the old with the new, with the idea of, okay, eventually we're going to move everything to the new technology, the more modern, whether it's the cloud or whether it's just a modern language. Do I have that correct?
You have it exactly correct. And that is a challenge. That's what makes IT in the VA and IT in government a little bit more difficult than it is in other places. And that part, we do have that legacy systems that we need to work with. We do have data that we need to transfer. It's kind of like building the airplane while flying it.
That analogy works well for so many agencies. I know that we hear that from a lot of CIOs, and it's a very common theme that we hear. Let me move over to Dominic, because one of the things that jumped out to me when I read through the 2017 year review was absolutely the progress around cybersecurity. And I've been covering VA cybersecurity for a solid 8-9 years now, if not longer. And you guys have had a really tough run of 18, 19 straight years of material weaknesses, as according to your IG, when it comes to cybersecurity. It seems like you're about to stop that bad trend. Talk a little bit about the progress you're making around cybersecurity.
Sure. Thank you. Yeah, we are very excited about our IG noted in our most recent IG review from 2017 that they've noticed a significant improvement in our cybersecurity posture in their audits that were conducted over last year. And that's the first time we've heard them say that in, you know, certainly since I've been at VA, but for many years. So I think it's a testament to the work that VA has done since we published our 2015 cybersecurity strategy and established our enterprise cybersecurity strategy team, who executed against a integrated master schedule of over 3,000 line items to deliver 35 different plans of action to support cybersecurity activities and noted deficiencies. So you were talking a little earlier about getting the foundation straight and these foundational things, and what we got out of that enterprise cybersecurity strategy team was a lot of that foundational stuff that was missing. We got it in place. So now in 2018, in 2017, we updated our strategy to sort of set the next wave of activities. And what you'll see in that new strategy is a lot more work in terms of institutionalizing all these foundational capabilities into our culture and into the bedrock that is under all of our IT systems and these innovative technologies that we're building. So 2018 will be a very busy year trying to take advantage of everything we've done over the past couple of years.
Dominic Cassant is Chief Information Security Officer at Veterans Affairs, and Scott Blackburn is Acting Chief Information Officer. Speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. Hear more of the interview after a quick break. I'm Tom Temin.
Leidos is proud to support the VA and its mission to care for Americans' veterans. Leidos is committed to advancing the next generation of healthcare at the VA through outcome-based solutions and scalable IT. We strive for better access to care and improved health outcomes for our men and women who served. Leidos was recently named Washington Technology's number one government contractor in IT, systems integration, professional services, and telecommunications. For nearly 50 years, we have developed practical answers for a complicated world. To learn more, visit leidos.com.
Welcome back for more on cybersecurity and modernization progress at VA, with Scott Blackburn, Acting Chief Information Officer, and Dominic Cassant, Chief Information Security Officer, speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller.
All right, Dominic, maybe you're going to pass this to Scott, but maybe I'll put you both on the hot seat for a second here and ask, are we not going to see a material weakness from cybersecurity in 2018 or 2019? How confident do you feel?
Well, I'll take that one, and I'm very optimistic that if we don't recover from the material weakness for this year's audits, we will see again a notation from our IG that they've seen significant improvement. You know, we've been told by our IG they need to see a trend to see not only that we've fixed some of these persistent, but that they that it's going to stick, that they're going to stay fixed. So I'm very cautiously optimistic. I think we have very well addressed the findings they had from last year. We were very careful to map everything they found to our NIST security controls and come up with plans of action to address them. So I'm optimistic that if not in 2018, then certainly in 2019, we will see this this material weakness lifted from the VA.
And just to add on top of that, one of the things that, you know, I've talked with Dominic and the team about is just going out there and leaving everything on the field, if you will, as far as going out there and continuing to make progress. You know, whether we end up off the list or you know, I trust our IG team does a fantastic job. They're very thorough. We have very good open dialogues, exchanges with them. And, you know, if we're hoping that is our goal to get off that, we are going to absolutely make progress against that. And we'll see where we end at the end of the year.
All right, I know it's a tough road. So, you know, the fact is you guys are making progress. And I think that's the most important sign that it's not just lip service, or it's not just a facade that is being brought over all the challenges of cybersecurity, because there are a lot. Now, I know there was a recent hearing before the Homeland Security Committee and the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee where, Scott, you testified and you talked about all the progress you guys made around cybersecurity. And either Dominic or Scott, whomever wants to take this one, what stood out to you when you look back over the last year and said, wow, that was impressive, or that surprised me in terms of the progress you made, whether it was PIV or was it about software or whatever you guys did, that where do you think you made the most progress?
Well, let me start on this, and then I'll let Dom go into the details. So looking back in the past year, both as my time as the CIO and as the deputy secretary, I'm really proud of the leadership that Dominic and his team have put in place, and we're starting to bring in just what appears to be not only stability but great talent into the organization and structure. We're working very closely with the DOD and obviously where Dom came from to apply their best practices to the VA. So I'm seeing huge strides and very, very, even more than like individual accomplishments like blocking malware and how well we did, for example, when the WannaCry virus struck us last year. But just putting the more kind of systematic, that will live long going forward. But Dom, I'd love to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, thank you, Scott. Yeah, some of the key things that I think that we've done over the past year that make me proud are, Scott mentioned our implementation of PIV, or two-factor authentication. When I arrived at the VA a couple of years ago, I think we were at around 12% PIV compliance, and we are well over 90% PIV compliance for two-factor authentication compliance for non-privileged users. So that's our entire workforce. And VA has a pretty huge workforce. We're at about 350,000 people. So that was no small feat to get everybody over 90%. And the remainder are really sort of exceptions in the field where we have very tactical environments or, pristine surgical environments where it's not feasible to have PIV cards, or where we are rotating in staff and what. So, that's pretty good to hit that number. We've also made some great strides in improving our risk management process and our authorization, our information system authorization process. When I arrived at VA again a couple of years ago, we had many, many systems that were out of tolerance in terms of their system authorizations, or ATOs, as NIST refers to them. And we've since updated that process, improved our automated tools for the workflows for that process, and created better accountability back to the system owners for those systems, for them to ensure they're securing those systems and then authorizing them in a timely way. So we're in a state now where we're more persistently at 100% ATO issuance for all of our systems across the network. So, another thing that we've done is we've significantly reduced the number of elevated privileged users on our networks by 96% since 2015. So we had a huge number of people on our networks who had elevated privileges that really didn't need them. So we took the time to, it wasn't a popular job, but we took the time to remove those elevated privileges from those who really didn't need them, really focused on the people who actually did need that, so we can have better control of our networks. So a lot of great things over the past year.
Dominic Cassatt is Chief Information Security Officer at Veterans Affairs, and Scott Blackburn, Acting Chief Information Officer, speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. After this quick break, you'll hear how they went about developing the right risk management strategy. I'm Tom Temin.
Leidos is proud to support the VA and its mission to care for Americans' veterans. Leidos is committed to advancing the next generation of healthcare at the VA through outcome-based solutions and scalable IT. We strive for better access to care and improved health outcomes for our men and women who served. Leidos was recently named Washington Technology's number one government contractor in IT, systems integration, professional services, and telecommunications. For nearly 50 years, we have developed practical answers for a complicated world. To learn more, visit leidos.com.
In making improvements to cybersecurity, sometimes it's tough to know where to start. Scott Blackburn is acting CIO at the Veterans Affairs Department, and Dominic Cassatt is VA's Chief Information Security Officer. Cassatt explains to Federal News Radio's Jason Miller where they were able to find some guidance in fortifying their systems.
Everything we do in cybersecurity sort of is affected and revolves around our implementation of the NIST risk management framework. You know, all the steps that are required to identify your security requirements, implement the security controls, assess them, and then authorize the system for connection to the network and then perform continuous monitoring. So we keep that at the heart of everything that we do, and we try to relate back all the security related activities to that process and to our security control baselines, rather than in the past we sort of had these little stovepipes of cybersecurity activities that were very hard to keep track of, and they weren't relatable back to any sort of centralized started effort. So now everything that we do, we refer back to what security is and what step or phase of the risk management framework they're in. And another thing worth mentioning is we've also, with our 2017 cybersecurity strategy that we published in October of last year, is we oriented all of our strategies around the NIST cybersecurity framework, which the president signed a directive back in May of last year indicating that all federal agencies should follow the cybersecurity framework. Now, the good news is the risk management framework has a lot of similarities to the cybersecurity framework. It's just that there's a difference in the way the mechanisms are talked about. So we were well on our way, but we want to make sure that we can always provide a testament to the fact that everything that we do is in support of that RMF, so we have a measured, concerted, and accountable process for authorizing systems to connect to the network before they do, and then very importantly, to perform ongoing continuous monitoring and hygiene, cyber hygiene of those systems once they are on the network. You're never really done with them. You get them out there and on the network, but then, you know, your work really has just begun to keep everything in a security tolerance.
And is this concept of risk management, while it's clear in many regards, is that being kind of pushed down and pushed up, if you will, pushed down to the people in the field, and then obviously pushed up to the senior executives that Scott and Dominic, you guys deal with every day, to say, hey, we have to understand the risk before we go forward with this new project under Lighthouse, for instance, or before we launch a appeals transparency site? What are the risks around this? Is that discussion happening more and more in a different way than maybe before?
It really is, and we've sort of turned the discussion from a discussion about a checklist of cybersecurity controls you have to do or you don't get on the network to, you know, hey, this is really truly risk management. Your baseline of security controls is your reference list that you are for. It doesn't necessarily mean you implement all the controls in that baseline exactly the way they're described and exactly the way the implementation procedures tell you. It's about being aware of everything that's on that list and making sure you've accounted for all the risks that those controls mitigate, and that if you didn't do a control or you couldn't do a control because of your environment, you've looked at it and you've made sure you have compensating controls or measures in place to account for that. So this is sort of a new discussion, whereas everybody was used to be very, you know, sort of frightened by the fact that they didn't have a fully executed checklist, and instead it's a more productive discussion about the fact that, hey, you know, we in cybersecurity are here to empower your mission and make sure you meet your mission objectives. It's about confidentiality, integrity, and availability of the data so you can achieve your mission. We're not here to be a barrier and get in the way. So we have to strike that proper balance between the security control implementation and mission objectives. And that's definitely more the way the conversations are going these days.
Yeah, and just to pile on top of that, I think one of the things that's also really helping us is our focus on customer service and account management. So Dominic and the rest of my team are doing a good job working with these senior leaders to get to yes, right? So we start with yes, if we, and then make sure we have those things, you know, rather than saying, no, you can't do this because of, you know, whatever reason it might be. And I think that's helping change the culture. I think we're educating our business partners on what they need to make sure that what they want to put on the network is secure. You know, like any other change, it takes a little while, but in my 3 years with the department, I've seen the conversation change quite a bit.
There's plenty to talk about with cybersecurity, but I'm going to jump to something else instead now because I don't want to have the whole show based on cyber. Let me go back to Scott. One of the things the IT report also mentions is around an upgraded financial management system. And this is another project that I've been following for quite a while. VA has tried to move to the USDA's National Finance Center. I'm not sure what the status of that effort is. I know it's outside of it's a CFO project, but with a heavy technology focus. But it does mention, you know, that you guys are working with the CFO's office on this project. Maybe, Scott, can you just give us a little bit of an update of how those IT upgrades are going for the financial management system and what path are you guys taking now?
Yeah, so it's still going. It's still in progress. You know, originally we were going to be doing it more in conjunction with Department of Agriculture. You know, we had to shift plans a little bit, but we are going to be bringing that in-house. That's still something. One of our strategies is buy first, right? Look out for commercial off-the-shelf solutions. So we will be implementing that. Paul Tibbetts on my team is working very closely with the CFO's office, the Office of Management, to go and drive that. So that absolutely will be happening and is in progress.
That's Scott Blackburn, Veterans Affairs Acting Chief Information Officer, along with Dominic Cassatt, VA's Chief Information Security Officer. We'll post this interview at federalnewsradio.com. Search Agency in Focus. I'm Tom Temin.
Thank you for listening to Agency in Focus, Department of Veterans Affairs, sponsored by Leidos on federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM. The entire program can be found on demand at federalnewsradio.com. Search Agency in Focus.
Leidos is proud to support the VA and its mission to care for Americans' veterans. Leidos is committed to advancing the next generation of healthcare at the VA through outcome-based solutions and scalable IT. We strive for better access to care and improved health outcomes for our men and women who served. Leidos was recently named Washington Technology's number one government contractor in IT, systems integration, professional services, and telecommunications. For nearly 50 years, we have developed practical answers for a complicated world. To learn more, visit leidos.com.